Well, what I said that got the ball rolling is that I said that the Republican health care plan is don't get sick. And I think that there's a deep underlying truth to that. When we, as Democrats, hear about a problem, we want to help people. When the Republicans hear about a problem, what they want to do is convince you that you shouldn't be helped or that the problem is somehow your fault. And this is just as much true in the case of health care as it is in any other case. We as Democrats want to keep people alive. We want to keep people healthy. The Republicans have an entirely different agenda for the most part, and certainly the right-wing Republicans have an entirely different agenda. They have no health care plan. They've never had a real health care plan. And what I did was call attention to that and to speak the frustration that so many millions of people felt as they watched the Republicans attack the Democratic plan month after month with these fake attacks and these lies. Without ever actually presenting an alternative of their own that would save lives or even save money. And now we're seeing the same basic strategy. The party of no is still the party of no, and they're perpetuating this. So when I started to say that, and I started to say the other things that I've said since then, I'm simply giving voice to what a lot of other people have been thinking. And if that's made me a nationally known person, that's because the truth is powerful.
Are you using your newfound fame to leverage for re-election, to promote a pet project? Or do you feel this is essential for the Democrats' toolbox?
Well, what I found is that people like a Democrat with guts. For too long, it seemed like a Democrat with guts is some kind of mythical character like a unicorn. But that's just not the case. Truth is powerful. And what you find when you start to speak the truth is that you tap into that power. We've had over 15,000 people come to our website, graysonforcongress.com, and make contributions or make contributions at ActBlue. Our emails have been running more than 4-1 in favor of my speaking out. And people think that it's about time that the Democrats stop being the whipping boys for these right-wing Republicans and started telling the public what Democrats can do to make our lives better.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota.